This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A popular attraction in the livestock barn at the Kentucky State Fair will return for the 51st year. Alan Miller with Miller Border Collies says a popular herding canine started with his father, who was a vocational agriculture teacher.
My dad started the Border Collies in 1954, way before I was there. And he just decided to not travel with the dogs and compete, but to do demonstrations.
Miller says they began with a performance for a well-known radio farm director.
We started back in the 60s with Mr. Jack Crowner, who had a morning agriculture show. Then the sheep people over here in the state fair decided, well, you can come use our ring. And then they decided to give us our own ring about 10 years after that.
He adds his father decided to get the Border Collies to have some help on the family farm.
My dad just needed some help. He couldn't afford to hire people back in the 50s, so he saw these dogs work and said, I believe I can use those as workers.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
I try to be part of the in crowd. I try to be really careful about how I dress, what I do, and who I hang out with. This time of year, I'm hanging out with a higher class group. Go!
From horse shows to rides, games, food, concerts, exhibits, and more, this year's Kentucky State Fair has everything so you can do your thing August 18th through 28th. Buy your tickets online and get free parking. Just go to kystatefair.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Alan Miller says Miller Border Collies originated from two dogs.
Traveled to Ohio, a man named Carl Bradford, who was the head of the extension, sheep extension at Ohio State, gave him an old spayed working dog and sold him a pup.
He adds the dogs are natural herders, but do require some instruction.
The mechanics, which is the directions and the lie down, and to some extent, the method. A young dog wants to get on with the work. Old dogs are more patient.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.